I was born of a Jewish mother and father. I lived in a Jewish neighborhood and went to a public high school that was 90% Jewish. I had a bar mitzvah. So, why would I say that I chose Judaism? Didn't Judaism choose me? My friends were secular and so was I. We had bar mitzvahs, memorized the Haftorah and had a party, but had no real understanding of the purpose of the ceremony or its significance. We had a Passover Seder, and those were lovely family gatherings, as long as they were over before the hockey finals were on TV. Many of us knew Yiddish from parents and grandparents, loved Jewish jokes and Jewish cooking, were challenging students for our poor teachers and most attended some form of after-school Jewish lessons, which was called Hebrew school. We were too tired for those lessons, learned little and came away without any real sense of what it meant to be Jewish. So, what is Jewish? We would not have been able to answer that basic question. I don't know what proportion of the Jewish population today could answer that question. It was when I accepted a position at a university in a then small town, Waterloo, that everything changed for me. Seeking Jewish fellowship, I attended the only synagogue in town. It was officially Orthodox, although hardly any congregants were Orthodox. The rabbi, like so many small town rabbis of the day, accepted everyone and reached out warmly to each and every one. When he learned that I was a professor of literature, he invited me to his class on Torah. The Torah is full of fascinating and meaningful stories, he said, and we can explore them together. And with that, my journey began. Rabbi Shraga Fievel Rosenzweig, of blessed memory, opened vistas for me that I didn't know existed. Eventually, after moving back to the city, where I commuted to my job in Waterloo, I read Jewish history, studied the prophets and undertook the complex task of wrestling with Talmud in a sheer class setting, what Rabbi Jonathan Sachs called an intergenerational discussion of Jewish thought. I learned about our very long history, its glories as well as its agonies, from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the land of Israel. Jewish values and ideals inspired me, especially when I understood what that meant for all Western civilization. The contribution of the Jews to the world is not limited to modern medical, technical, and scientific discoveries. It includes the cornerstone of ethics, values, and morality of the Western world. Learning about your history, religion, and values gives you something that no money or other experience can provide, a sense of identity. Who am I? Can be answered many ways, including, I am a Jew, proud of our survival, our achievements and contributions, our dedication to our worldwide community and to the world at large. If you take a deep dive into the complex world of Jewish life and history, it becomes glaringly obvious that the foundation of all of these ethical and moral values arise from a religious foundation. There is no escaping that conclusion. Judaism without religion is like a tree without its roots. Eventually, it will wither and die. It may last for a generation or two, but it simply cannot endure. Whether Orthodox, conservative, or Reform, the commitment to Judaism means accepting Jewish ritual or, more importantly, thinking and studying in order to do so. Pointing out the foundational importance of religion and religious practice in a profoundly secular age is a hard sell. But that is where fellowship exists, where community is developed, where charitable activities are undertaken, where the opportunity to explore texts takes place. In a period when people feel alienated, lacking identity, questioning the meaning of life, religious community is comforting, positive, and deeply satisfying. Prayer services are the core of a myriad of Jewish life experiences and events. We depend on business, government, and institutions to provide support for society, but those have been proven to be inadequate. Civil society was always a major factor in social cohesion, emotional and financial support, a sense of purpose. Civil society included the churches and synagogues and all that they did to create local identity on a person-to-person basis. That is missing today. So, my journey has been a long one, filled with discovery and understanding, that gave me a sense of myself, where I came from, and a future that I can only imagine. Quoting Rabbi Sachs again, I have come to understand that I am a letter in the scroll, a part of the Torah, its meaningful past and great future, an eternal gift that offers meaning and identity. So, yes, I was born Jewish, but I chose Judaism in the sense that I came to understand what Judaism represents, how it gives meaning and purpose to my life and how important it is for the world. From lighting the candles on Shabbat Eve to lighting the Havdalah candle at the end of Shabbat, there is illumination of the mind, the body and the soul. The lighting is a ritual and a sign, a statement, a commitment to oneself, one's family and to the world. May that light be kindled forever as a connection to the divine and ultimately to all people who wish to live in harmony with themselves and others. Dr. Paul Sokin is Distinguished Professor Emeritus and founder of the Jewish Studies Program at the University of Waterloo.